When I first started out, I started looking up things about where we are to fear God. And I found so many scriptures, I made a whole list all the way down one side, down to the bottom of the page, and I thought, Lord, I ain't going to have time to talk about all them. So I'm going to have to do something else. You told us over and over and over and over in your word to fear you, reverence you, honor you, humble ourselves before you. Okay, so I'm not going to read you 50 scriptures today that will tell you to fear God. But I am going to start down the list and show you what happens and what's available to you if you do what he says. I thought this would be the best. Now, I don't know how far we're going to get on this today. This may be a continued teaching, but we're going to start out in 2 Chronicles in 2017, and let's use everything until I tell you in the King James. Everything I looked up was in the King James till I got way down here to the bottom in Proverbs. Then I looked them up, both King James and the NLT. But if you read all around these scriptures, you'll learn a lot of things. But in 2 Chronicles 2017, in the King James, it makes a statement, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. If you fear the Lord and honor Him, who's going to fight your battle? God's going to fight your battle. You don't have to fight the battle. Is this good news? So whenever Ernest had the attack from the devil up there, all I had to do is lay my hand on him and command the devil to leave. And who drove the devil off of him? God did. He fought my battle. He fights our battles when we do what he says, doesn't he? And something that I really picked up on, and I know that very few people believe this, and it took me a lot of years to get this in my spirit. And from here, we're going to go to something that I want you to see you can do, and I've heard it spoken two or three times today, and this is great that you're getting a hold of this. But in John chapter 20, verse 23, I want you to see in John 20, 23, and use the NLT this time, Jordan, John 20, 23, and look at that. Change it over. And if you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. Do you believe you have power in you to forgive somebody's sins? Huh? You do now, don't you? Why do you have that in you now to do that? Because what does it say in the Word of God? That's right. If Christ is in you, if Jesus, whenever He said, Son, your sins are forgiven you, so you're healed. Get up and walk. And the Pharisee says, who does he think he is? God? I mean, ain't nobody can forgive sin but God. But Jesus said, so that you may know, I as the Son of Man can forgive sins. Your sins are forgiven. Now get up and walk. And the man was healed. And then Jesus went so far as to make a statement in John 14, 12. Again in John 14, 12, look what the King says. John chapter 14, verse 12. Look at this great statement. The truth is, anyone who believes in me, are you a believer in Jesus? Anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I have done. Did Jesus forgive sin on the earth?
Yes.
Did he say in John 20, 23, you can forgive sin on earth?
Yes.
Did Jesus say right there again, you can do it?
Yes.
Why can we do these great and powerful things? Because where is the King today?
In
he's in us. When I look at DeWitt, there's the King.
Amen.
When I look at Keith, there's the King. When I look at Nancy, there's the King. He's in us. You got to get this picture. You got to realize He wants to do these great and wonderful things through you, Bill. He wants to use you for His glory. Life becomes fun all of a sudden, doesn't it? A lot more than it ever has. Because you pray for people realizing that when you do it God's way, He does great and wonderful things. It's only when you do it your way that it don't work. So He'll fight the battles for you. You won't have to fight them. The King will fight your battles. All you got to do is quote His Word. Somebody said, I don't believe I can forgive sin. Then it won't work for you. Don't even try it. You don't believe the Word. Jesus said, if you forgive their sins, they're forgiven. You notice two or three times we had people say, I had somebody in the hospital, they were unconscious. I couldn't get them to repent of their sins. So I repented of their sins for them. I forgave their sins for them. 3.5 years ago or whatever it was, maybe 4 years ago, Cheryl, my wife now, she wasn't my wife then, but she had already learned these principles from me. And she forgave her dad's sins. And that's why he recovered, because he was unconscious. He couldn't confess then. She did. She confessed ever since. She believed John 20:23. And of course, she quotes it all the time. And she walked in and said, I forgive my daddy's sins. Everything he's done, everything my mother's accused him of doing, and everything else. I forgive his sins. And when she forgave his sins, what did the Scripture say? If she forgive his sins in John 20:23, are they forgiven?
Yes.
That's what he said, wasn't it? Just look what Jesus said. He will not only will we do the same works I have done, but he says, and greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father.
Amen.
Greater works. We ought to be. We've allowed the devil to do it to us too long, haven't we? But I think it's time we changed. It's time we start walking holy in obedience to God's Word. And just like praying and believing you can sleep, God promises you blessed sleep, brother. And you're now getting it. You're getting a hold of it. See, I sleep great anywhere and everywhere. You know, I don't have any problem. You know, hey, when I do sleep, praise God. You know, I don't have a problem. Huh? No, I don't sleep in the cockpit. Praise the Lord. Never have. Never have done that. So, I never have, but, you know, praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to 2 Chronicles 20:29. 2 Chronicles 20:29. And let's then use the King James, if you would, Jordan. 20:29. And the fear of God was on all the kingdom of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. Now, let me tell you, if you have fear of God and you honor Him and humble yourself in His presence, you'll walk in such great power that everybody will fear us as a nation. They did here. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries that were around them when they heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. Is the Lord going to fight your battles? When people learn that the Lord's going to fight your battle, you don't have to be afraid of nothing, do you? Nothing. We're sons of God.
Amen.
We're daughters of the King. But we'll have to stand against this beast. Oh, he'll do it to you if he can. Just think, can you imagine but the devil, like Ernest said, attacking him at GLC with all of us out there with him? A wrong place. Wrong place. You know? I mean, when you got that many men and women of God around you, and man, that place was filled with men and women of God. I mean, them people out there, everybody out there loved Jesus. That's a bad place for the enemy to show up. You know? Because we're going to come against him with the Word.
Amen.
And when we do, who's going to fight our battle?
God.
God is. Did you do a good job of kicking him right out of you?
Yes, sir, he did.
Woo! As soon as we got out there and prayed over him, man, that devil's gone. And Ernest is up running around. And just think. I mean, on the way home, I mean, he had a ball. I mean, you know, I know Esther, she did a little praying, you know. But she's not quite as used to flying in a little airplane. Ernest, I think that was his first trip in a small airplane, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not a really small one. You know, it carries 7 people. You know, it's a great, big, beautiful thing on the inside. You know, very comfortable, very nice. You know, it's really a nice machine, and I love flying it. Job 28:28. Let's go to Job 28:28, and let's see what he has to say there in Job 28:28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Job 28:28. What is that saying to you? And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. What is the fear of the Lord? Wisdom. Wisdom. What is wisdom? Where do you get wisdom? From the Lord. That's right. You ask God. When you any James chapter 1, verse 6. Don't go there, Jordan. I ain't got time for that. But it says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to you liberally. No problem. You just ask the Lord, thank you, I got it. It's done. You have to believe, though. If you don't, he won't do it. You can't be wishy-washy with God and say, well, God, I hope you'll give me some wisdom. No, no, no. He says, fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Now then, if you're involved in any kind of evil, what should you do?
Depart.
Get rid of it.
Man.
Don't have nothing to do with it. You're a child of God. You don't want nothing to do with evil. You want to walk holy before the King. Now then, the next one is Psalms 25:14. Psalms 25:14 in the King James. Psalms 25:14. And it says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. Now think about that. The secret of the Lord. Wow. Secret things that only He can give you. The secrets that only the Lord knows is with them that fear Him. Does He pay good dividends to fear the King?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because nothing will the King withhold from you if you'll fear Him and walk in love with Him. Nothing. He won't withhold healing. He'll not withhold secrets. He'll not withhold anything from you and your family. He loves us. But there's a requirement. And the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. He reveals to you this mighty covenant that we have today. You know how many years I was in church and didn't even know I had a covenant with God? Nobody in my church ever taught me I had a covenant with God. That me and Him had an agreement together and that I could do great and mighty things in His name. Nobody ever told me that. And I was in church every time the door was open. And one day I was just reading the Bible and I began to see these things. Of course, I'm spending hundreds of hours with God. But if I'll spend time with Him, who's going to show me the covenant? The Lord's going to show me. I don't have to depend on a preacher to show it to me. All I got to do is get in His Word and study, and He's going to show it to me, isn't He, Keith?
Yes, sir.
And that's, you get it from Him, don't you?
Yes,
but you find it in that book.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.